Hey guys! And a big hello goes to Paul, who asked the students of the Kaifu High School to record an audio episode for his podcast series. I'm Latifa, and now I'm going to tell you what a typical day of mine looks like during the corona crisis. Well, let me think. Oh yes. Well, I get up very early in the morning because of the conference call, which our teacher is also attending. We do this to clarify any questions that have not been answered in the last few days and to discuss news. After the conference call, I start working on my tasks and exercises which we receive in each subject from our teachers via a platform. Sometimes it's very stressful because there are so many tasks we have to do, but I think I can handle this. I'll try to keep the weekend free. On weekends, I often go to the forest or to parks just to relax, jog, and escape everyday life. Staying at home is one thing, but not being able to see my friends and the rest of my family really drives me crazy. I miss them a lot. That's why I call my cousin literally every single day to see how she's doing. Surely there are some things I like about staying home. In my spare time, I finally have enough time to read and, above all, to watch series. One of my absolutely favorite series is Riverdale. It's about four best friends who live in a small town named Riverdale, where our only crime happened. And the new episodes are just about to come out. Also very exciting is the series named Vampire Diaries, but unfortunately I finished watching it yesterday. It is, as the name already suggests, a series about vampires and all that stuff, you know? If that's not enough for you, Paul, and you want even more choice, think about planting something. It definitely kills my boredom, maybe yours too. Or try something you never did before, for example, writing a poem or... Wait. I just had a really good idea. What about helping your older neighbors and shop for them? So you do something good for them and for yourself because you get some fresh air and your older neighbors don't have to leave their houses and put themselves at risk. Oh my gosh. So what do you think of my suggestions, Paul? I hope there is something to kill your boredom. Maybe you can answer my audio episode. Until then, stay healthy and see you soon. I'm out!